Hello, this is David G, and welcome to this weekend's meditation. Nature is held together by the energy of love. And when our actions are motivated by love, as opposed to any other intention, desire, or force, there's a higher likelihood that we will succeed, that our needs will be met, and that others will be served. When you are looking inward, awakening the divine that rests within, awakening your most genuine self through the power of stillness and silence, you can most easily harness the power of love and use that energy for healing, intuition, expansion, transformation, abundance, and deeper fulfillment. How do we bring acceptance into our lives? Well, it's already there. We just need to connect to it and awaken ourselves to our most accepting self. When we explore the five realms, we need to accept our physiology as it is, celebrate it, and if we'd like to make changes, set a new course, but don't beat ourselves up for every Magnum bar, sandwich, or dessert that we ate unmindfully. We need to look at our emotional state and accept our emotions are pure and valid, and they're messages teaching us something in every moment. And when we look at our material world, we need to accept our material circumstances as they are. Every right or wrong decision that has brought us financially, materially, to this moment, accept it. Because once we have accepted it, we can take the next step. We can right the wrong. We can choose more consciously in how we handle the material world, how we interact with money. We need to accept that our relationships are exactly in the perfect space for us to take them to the next level. Sometimes that means walking away and saying goodbye. Other times that means speaking more deeply from your heart and letting your voice be heard. Only when we come from a place of stillness and silence are we able to speak our most truthful voice. And lastly, accepting our relationship to Source, to Spirit, accepting our soul and our connection to the Divine. It's through the daily practice of meditation and through a morning heart opening or yoga or some type of sadhana, some type of daily routine that allows us to awaken to our most divine self by connecting to stillness and silence, by opening our heart, by allowing ourselves to love ourselves, forgive ourselves, have compassion for ourselves. So right now, as you walk yourself through each of the five realms, the physical, the emotional, the material, the relationship, and the realm of spirit. As you walk through each one in your mind's eye, ask yourself, how can I be more accepting in the physical realm? How can I be more accepting in the emotional realm, in the material realm, in the relationship realm, and in the realm of spirit? So let's begin. And our head may be swirling right now, but this is the time to fully surrender to the stillness and silence that rests within. Let's plant an intention, one subtle intention, for abundance or expansion deep, deep within, so that it will activate all five realms. And let's use the mantra Sankalpa, Sankalpa, which simply means subtle intention. Effortlessly and silently repeat Sankalpa over and over. And when you notice you've drifted away to thoughts, sounds, or physical sensations, ever so gently, drift back to Sankalpa. I'll watch the time, and when you hear my voice, just sit gently with your eyes closed. So let's begin. Sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness and silence settle in. And now take a long, slow, deep breath in. And ever so gently let that go. Do that one more time. And gently release. And now let's seal this meditation, this sankalpa, this subtle intention, and our acceptance by chanting the hymn of the universe, Aum. Take a deep breath in. Comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. And how about we shift our world by shifting ourselves this week as we practice acceptance as a daily principle? Acceptance in all things physical, in all things emotional, all things material, all relationships, and in our connection to Source, to Spirit. Let's open our hearts and accept that this moment is perfect, because every moment leading up to this moment is perfect. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. I'm wishing you peace and a day of total acceptance. Namaste. I'll see you in the gap.